I take my total healing from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I take it. And I have it.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way.
When you mix faith with the Word of God, something powerful happens. There's nothing too difficult for God. For 35 years, Gloria Copeland has taught healing school. You have an opportunity today to take hold of your healing by faith.
I want to talk to you a little bit about faith this morning. Faith is the force that changes natural things and supernatural. I mean, it works in both realms. Faith believes the word. We believe it, we believe we receive it when we pray. Faith speaks and takes it. It what? Whatever it wants, it's legal. Faith, Mark 11, 24 says, let me look at the scripture. I'm going to read this to you. Therefore, Jesus has been teaching. Now, let's just go back up here and I'm going to point out something to you. In verse 22, Jesus is talking to them about the fig tree that dried up from the roots. They were shocked. They said it, they cursed it, and when they came back by, it had dried up from the roots, and they were shocked, so apparently they didn't have a lot of faith in what was going to happen. Jesus said, have faith in God. Now, whatever happens, however we live, good, bad, indifferent, I'm telling you, whatever it is, we have faith in God. Now, that's where our faith is. It's in God. When we need help, We appreciate doctors. We go to the doctors and all that. But our faith is in God. When we need money, our faith is in God. When our children need help, our faith is in God. Amen? Amen. For verily, Jesus said, verily I say unto you. So Jesus is saying to us, whosoever, that would be all of us, everybody, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Okay? Have faith in God. We speak to the mountain. We speak to the sickness. We speak to the problem. And we tell it what to do. And we don't doubt in our heart. But we believe that the things which we say, this says that those things which he that believeth says shall come to pass. We believe our words come to pass. That's how we release our faith. He, the one that does this, shall have whatsoever he saith. Verily I say, whosoever shall say, shall not doubt in his heart those things which he saith. He, all of those sayings, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, who said that? Jesus. He was talking about a mountain. He was talking about any mountain that's in our lives. Then he said in verse 24, therefore I say unto you. See, now he's saying unto them. He's telling them that. He's telling us this. He's saying, Gloria, what thing soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Amen. Or in other words, whatever you desire when you pray, take them. That's what receive means. We take it when we pray. I believe I receive this healing. I believe I receive this house, this car, this husband, whatever it is you want. Take it when you pray and you shall have it. You shall have them. Now, that's Jesus' faith statement right there. So when we pray, we take it. We ask the Lord for it. We believe we receive it. Let's just say you're believing for healing. Lord, I thank you that my body's healed. I believe, I'm asking you for a total healing from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. And Lord Jesus, I take it now as I pray. I take my total healing from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I take it. And I have it. Therefore, I say, Jesus said, I say. Therefore, Jesus says to you, what things soever you desire when you pray. Well, that would cover everything. Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, this helped me in that because that word receive in the Greek is take. So you can say what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you take them and you shall have them. So receiving by faith is more than just asking. It's taking. It's receiving. I believe, Lord, I thank you for my new car. I'm asking you for my new car. And I believe, I receive, I take it now. I take that car now, and I have it in the name of Jesus. See, you took it. You took possession of it. Now you've given the angels in heaven something to work with. So this is a key to receiving right here. We take our freedom. We move the mountain. We move the mountain with our words. We tell it, get out of the way in Jesus' name. We set ourselves free. Drugs, alcohol, strife, pettiness, whatever it is. We take deliverance. I take deliverance of that. I'll never have that. I'll never do that again. I'll never have that again. I'll never say that again. I take my deliverance from it in Jesus' name. I set myself free. That's what he's saying. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive. So we're going to have to be forgivers if we want our prayers answered. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Verse 26 says, but if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you your trespasses. So we don't have any choice but to give, because I want to be forgiven. Glory to God. So I forgive. And most of the things people get all bent out of shape about are just some little old something never in eternity wouldn't matter, or even in the next year won't matter about anything. Somebody speaks mean to you or does something to you bad, just say, Lord, I forgive them. I pray for them. Don't hold it against them. And what happened to you? Well, you went free. What happened to them? I don't know. They're not my worry. Isn't that right? But I can go free. I don't have to hold things. I don't have to keep stuff. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, let me see if I have time to do anything else. Let me just... Oh, it's not even dark yet. Look, listen to this. Here's some notes. Now, this page in my Bible has almost no white part in it. It's all written on. So, here's some notes. Believe and say, and you shall have. You're working on the image in your heart to develop it. See, you're saying, like, I believe I received my new car. Thank you, Lord, for my new car. I prayed it. I received it. Now I'm going to thank him for it till I'm driving it. And then I'm going to keep thanking him for it because I am driving it. Okay, so working on the image in your heart to develop it, the image that you have it. You have your healing. You have your... situation, your perfect mate, whatever it is. So here's some scriptures that you can look up later. 1 Chronicles 28:9 and 29:8. Looks like. I'm not sure that's right. My writing is not easy to read here. Genesis 11:3. Jesus said, what comes out of the mouth defiles the man or the woman. So he spoke to the fig tree. Now here he's going. He passed the fig tree. There were no figs on it. And he said, no man eat fruit of you. Well, let me read 12. And on the morrow, When they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Jesus was hungry, and seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, to the fig tree, Jesus must have been really hungry. He said, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. If you're a fig tree, you better put on some figs if Jesus is coming by. And his disciples heard it. So essentially, he cursed the fig tree. You're going to die. And they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple, and then he did that. Now here they're coming back by. And when even was come, he went out of the city. And that was verse 19. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. I'm telling you, when he said that, it shriveled up like an old prune. It wasn't putting out anything. See, Jesus used his words. And that's what will happen to things in our life that we don't want. We speak to them. We remember this fig tree. Get out, debt, get out of my life in Jesus' name. I'm not having debt in my life. Debt's a curse. Lack, get out of my life. I'm not having lack in my life. That's under the curse. Abundance is, blessing is under the blessing. So they saw the fig tree dried up. Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. That sucker just went, that was it. Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Now remember that. Remember when you come up against a situation, have faith in God. That's the bottom line. Release your faith. Get your scripture. Stand on it. Say it. And say what you want to come to pass. See, what people do is they talk the problem. They start saying, I don't see how we'll ever get out of debt. That debt just gets bigger and bigger. Debt this, debt that. Call it paid. Say what you want to come to pass. If I were you, and this is what Ken and I did, we took everything we owed. We believed God. We prayed over it. We commanded it to be paid, and we quit borrowing money, and we got that paid. Have faith in God. For verily, this is Jesus now, for I'm telling you the truth, verily I say unto you that whosoever, I'm a whosoever, you're, most of you are whosoevers. I don't know anybody that's not a whosoever. That whosoever shall say to the mountain, to the problem, to the debt, to the sickness, to the situation, what you want to come to pass, in this case, it would be unto the mountain, be thou removed, mountain, and be cast into the sea. And if this person shall not doubt in his heart, you believe it, you say it, you don't doubt, but shall believe that those things, plural things, those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now when the Lord spoke this to me about that scripture, those things, shall believe that those things which he saith. So that you believe your words have power. You believe what you say comes to pass. All the things that you say, you believe it comes to pass. If you say it, it comes to pass. You better be saying the right thing. But the key is saying the right thing. Who wants to say the wrong thing? And bring, you know, it doesn't take any faith for the wrong things to come to pass. You say it, it's out there. It's going to take root. It's going to rise up and bite you. Might not be today, might not be tomorrow, but your words are stout against me, the Lord said. So what do? Well, we believe God for crop failure when we first realize what the truth of the matter. And we ask the Lord to forgive us for every unbelieving, doubting thing we've ever said. And we turn our mind around, we turn our tongue around, and we say what we want to come to pass. And if something slips out, that you don't want to come to pass, just say, I negate that in the name of Jesus. I don't want that to come to pass. And then you say what you do want to come to pass. Now, I'm telling you, it works. Ken and I have been living this way for a long time. It just works. You can go away saying, I don't believe that works. I don't believe that stuff works. Well, it won't work for you. You don't believe it works. But I believe the Word of God. I believe Jesus spoke to the fig tree and the roots, from the roots it dried up. Shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. I believe my words come to pass. And so I'm very cautious about what I say. If I say something that I don't want to come to pass, I just say, Lord, forgive me for that. I negate that confession in Jesus' name. I don't want that to come to pass. Therefore, I say, Jesus said, I say unto you, what things soever, covers a lot of territory, you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So whatever it is, whatever's bothering anything in your life, when you go to prayer, you pray over it, you ask for it, you believe you receive the result that you desire when you pray, and when you leave that place of prayer, you leave with it. You leave with it. If you're believing for your child, he's all messed up, on drugs or whatever, you pray over him, and you believe God for him, and you put laborers across his path, and you charge the angels to help him. You leave that place of prayer. I believed I've received my son's deliverance. I have it. I have it. When negative words want to come out your mouth, you say, no. You hear a bad report, say, no, I believed I've received that. He's delivered. He's healed. Or if healing, same way with healing, I believe I received my healing. When I pray, Lord, I thank you that I'm healed. I lay hands on myself and I say, I am healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. In Jesus' name, I'm healed. Now, I'm not going to go say I'm sick. You have to be careful when you go to the doctor so you don't make bad confessions. But the Lord will show you some words that won't open the door for anything. But I don't know. I haven't been to the doctor for sickness and disease in years. Years and years. Glory to God. And you know, you learn to live on the Word of God. And the moment you believe that Jesus himself bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases, and the moment that anything tries to come on your body, you say, no, you don't, Satan. You're not putting flu on me. You're not putting sickness on me in Jesus' name. The Bible says Jesus himself bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. And by his stripes I was healed. If I was healed, I am healed. Glory to God. I am healed. If a symptom tries to come on your body, immediately go to the scripture. Go to Isaiah, where it talks about Jesus bearing our sicknesses and carrying our diseases. Read it out loud. Put it in your eyes. Put other healing scriptures in your eyes and in your ears. And break the power of any disease over your body. If it's pain, talk to pain. If it's something you know what the name of it is, talk to it and say, you get out of my body. I'm not having that. Well, you say, well, people might not understand. They might think I'm crazy. Well, what do you care if they think you're crazy when you're healed? I think you're crazy if you don't do that. Why should you hang around, let the devil make you sick because of what somebody might think about me? No, let's be bold. Release your faith. Get your scripture. Stand on it. Say it. And say what you want to come to pass. Take my healing.
I take it.
I am healed. From the top of my head, to the soles of my feet. Jesus always comes to healing school. We've had healing school all over the world, and he's never missed. He's here.
Mimi, this is Jerry. He is from Arkansas. He's 69 years old. He told me he likes to climb up trees and trim trees. And
well, come to my house and trim some trees.
Yes. He said that while he was trimming trees, he had hurt his shoulder about 3 months ago, and he had pain whenever he would lift up his arm. He said, when I come, God always heals me.
Amen.
And he said today that before, when it would pop, now he can raise his arm and have no pain.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God be
thank you, Jesus.
I'm a logger and a tree service technician, or a tree surgeon down in Arkansas, and I trim trees and use chainsaws, and I use a bucket truck, and sometimes I climb trees. And I hurt my shoulder back in the early fall during an ice storm climbing trees. My left shoulder was clicking and popping and making noises and had a lot of pain in it. And I prayed for, always pray for healing, and I pray for forgiveness of sin when I need it. And my shoulder got better one day here about 2 weeks ago. I called KCM and I talked to one of the prayer partners, and they prayed for my shoulder, and the pain left that day. I went to work. Had to go and pray some timber on a big mountain, in a rough mountain. I had to swing from trees up there and hold it, get a walking stick, because I was walking on the ice and snow. Real dangerous terrain. Hurt my shoulder over again. Shoulder started clicking and popping and stuff again. This morning, my shoulder was had a lot of pain in it when I raised my hands, and just now I raised them with no pain. I was sitting this healing service here. God always causes me to triumph in Christ. He always heals all of my sicknesses and forgives all of my iniquities. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Shannon Stewart was in the police academy a year ago, and she injured her shoulder. So while you were ministering this morning, Mrs. Copeland, she felt a warmth over her shoulder.
Praise God.
And she can move it now, and she's
hallelujah! Look at that! Thank you, Jesus! Whoa.
And she's been wanting to hold her beautiful 2-year-old son, Logan. So now she's going to go home and be able to hold him, because she had challenges holding him before now.
Praise God. That's a great testimony.
Glory to God, Shannon.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen.
This morning, I knew we were having healing school, and so I told my mother-in-law, I'm not leaving until I get my healing today. And so when we came, and actually Brother Keith Moore was saying about, you know, there was healing in the arm, and that's when I was like, yes, I received that. And all of a sudden, it was like a hot pad went on my arm, up and down my whole arm. And I was like, oh my gosh, the pain is gone. So that's when they said to come up. And I was actually thinking of not coming up, because it's kind of different to be in front of everybody. But I thought, well, Lord, I'm going to glorify you by going up. And so now my arm is completely whole, and I can't wait to go home and hold my little guy.
God's Word is your lifeline to a healthier, longer, stronger, and more fulfilled life. Reach out and receive His promise for your healing and start living the life you've dreamed of. The Lifeline Series, Healing and Wellness, your 10-day spiritual action plan by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, gives you the tools to stand and believe in faith for the answers you need to get healed and stay well. The plan includes daily readings for the morning and evening, scripture cards, worship music, and teaching videos. Take the medicine of God's Word, so powerful it can cure anything. Follow God's prescription for your healing in the RX brochure. This quick reference list of Bible scriptures will fill your heart with the truth. Realize God's desire is for you to walk in divine health, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally. Take hold of the total healing and wellness God has for you through faith in His Word. Order Kenneth Copeland Ministries' Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit and the RX Scripture Brochure today for only $19.99 and save 20%. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call our toll-free number, 800-600-7395. Saturate your life with the truth about God's desire for you to walk in divine health. For an additional 10% off, order your copies online. Be sure to order today.
We've got a healing and wellness lifeline kit, Hallelujah. This is so much better than being sick to be healed. This is an action plan designed to help you build your faith in the Word and receive your healing. We've put together teaching materials on healings, so you can read, watch, listen, meditate on the Word. Set aside 10 days to renew your mind to what God says about your health. Stand in faith for the answers that you need. To change your diagnosis from sickness to health, the Word of God will bring results. When you order your Lifeline kit, you'll also receive a brochure of the healing scriptures, which I'm taking this one home with me. And then there's a CD and a DVD, two CDs, one DVD on healing, and then the healing and wellness scriptures in the little cards. This is a great, or you need to get this. You don't want to miss it. I'm going to pray for you. So you order yours from kcm.org. I'm going to pray for you today, and you can receive your healing. But we still have to keep building ourselves in on the Word of God and healing, because we don't want to just get healed when we get sick. We want to stay healed all the time, which means we're always releasing our faith for divine health. Not just healing, but divine health. Father, I pray for every person listening to this broadcast and to these words right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for you, and I command you to be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Receive your healing now. If you need prayer, you want somebody to pray with you, call our 24-hour prayer line. Have faith in God. Remember what the scripture said, what Jesus said. All things are possible to him that believeth. Ken and I pray for our partners every day. We've done this for many years. As a partner, you're never a day without prayer. God's Word works. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith. This week's Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Receive God's great grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing.
Now, God loves everybody the same. He don't love me any more or you any more or me any less or you any less. And there ain't nothing you can do to make him stop loving you. You can't. He'd have to not be loved to quit loving you.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event, the 2014 Venezuela Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Maracaibo, Venezuela, September 5th through the 6th. Join Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher for the Living Victory New York Faith Encounter September 12th through 13th in New York, New York. Word Explosion September 25th through 27th with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing in Columbia, South Carolina. The 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other events, go to the KCM website.